It's time now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lull.
Well, welcome back, everyone. Nate Lull back with you here at SUNY Oneonta. It's the Boys Tri-Valley League Championship Contest featuring Gilbertville, Mount Upton, and Edmiston. It's time for the Chambers and O'Hara pregame show. Cork and the crew are on Route 7, Riverside in Sydney. For all your transportation needs, including daily rentals and an expert service department, you can rely on Chambers and O'Hara. Cork and the crew wish the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best here in today's game. Our Section 4 disclaimer is that this broadcast is a presentation of WCDO Sports with rights granted by Section 4. Any rebroadcast or republication of this programming without written consent of Section 4 is strictly prohibited. Well, if this boys' game is anywhere as good as this girls' game, we're going to be in for a real treat, as it was Morris pulling off a 27-7 run in the second half to come back after trailing 31-16 at halftime to defeat Franklin 43-38. So Morris wins the girls' title 43-38 over Franklin. Our boys' contest tonight features GMU, the 2 seed, against Edmiston, the 4 seed. Edmiston comes in knocking off top seed Morris on their home floor last week. GMU gets in with a semifinal victory over Milford. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back and hear from Edmiston head coach Darren Belden. And then at halftime, we'll hear from GMU boys head coach Greg Bonskowski. The captains are meeting in midcourt. We're almost time to get ready and rock and roll here in the Boys Tri-Valley League Championship game. GMU and Edmiston. And when we come back on CDO.
Have you had an unfortunate accident? Do you need quick vehicle replacement? Or are you doing a lot of traveling but don't want to put the miles on your own vehicle? Chambers and O'Hara, Riverside and Sydney has vehicle rentals at competitive rates available by the day, week, or month. And they will even bill the insurance company for you. Call 563-4311 today for a hassle-free rental. Compact, midsize, luxury, and vans too. From sales and service to stress-free rentals, call Chambers and O'Hara, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. 563-4311.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
Gilbert Plumbing and Heating at Gilbertville is a proud sponsor of local high school sports on WCDO. GPH has been serving the Tri-County area for over 25 years. They offer full service for residential or commercial heating, plumbing, or septic issues. They have 24/7 emergency service too. Need something fixed in the middle of the night? Call GPH and you get a real local person. That's the GPH difference. They also offer service contracts so you have peace of mind. Call Gilbert Plumbing and Heating today at 783-2289. That's 783-2289. Find them on Facebook or online at gilbertph.com.
Nate Lull with you on WCDO Sports as we get you set for the Boys Tri-Valley League Championship. Edmiston taking on Gilbertville Mount Upton. Should be a great game as we're joined by Edmiston head coach now, Darren Belden. Coach, thanks for taking a few minutes for us.
You're welcome. Anytime.
Coach, has to be exciting. Let's talk about your semifinal win over Morris. You go on the road. You upset the number one seed. Your thoughts on how your team came through and got the job done.
We finally played well as a team. We cut our turnovers probably about in half from what we've been doing all year. We're young. We get a little panicky with the ball once in a while, make some bad decisions. So we went into the game thinking, you know, we have to cut down on all this kind of things, and that's what we did, and we played a strong game.
How were you able to handle the size that Morris has, you know, inside with Nate Edwards, Robert Child? They usually hit the boards pretty hard, and you guys seem to hold your own.
Right. Edwards, he sort of took control there in the first quarter. We were having a big trouble with him. You know, he was collecting a lot of rebounds and getting a lot of easy shot put back in, and that's what got us down early. You know, we took a timeout, and I just had to challenge our guys. You know, we had to start putting a body on them two big guys, and we just had to play tougher. And after the first quarter, I believe our guys did step up to that challenge, and we started getting some rebounds, and the weak side helped, started getting some rebounds, and that was our main concern, was getting the two big guys off the board. And, I mean, they still got their rebounds, but we maintained with them is what we did finally.
Parker Robinson had a heck of a shooting night, finishing with 27 points. Can you talk about how he stepped up and really helped you guys to the victory?
Yeah, he really did. He made some big shots at big times. He was 6 for 10 from, you know, the three-point arc, and with Josh, you know, he had the bug, and some other guys had the bug, and we worked some plays around to try to get Parker open, which it did work. And like I say, there was times Morris was making a run, and next thing you know, Parker was hitting a big three and switched the momentum back to us, and he played an outstanding game.
You just mentioned the bug. I know the flu bug has been going through your team. Is it nice to have a couple of days off to prepare for the championship and hopefully get everybody healthy?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We took Monday off, of course, not knowing we were going to have a snow day, you know, in between there. So I gave them Monday off just for that reason. You know, we've had 3 or 4, up to 5 guys, you know, with this bug, and I needed to, you know, take some time off and hopefully get some guys better. I know yesterday at practice, you know, some of them were still coughing up a storm, but they were definitely, they at least feel better, so that's a step in the right direction for us.
I've been very impressed with your freshman, Josh Martin. You know, sometimes he doesn't show up on the score sheet, but he seems to do a little bit of everything for you guys.
Oh, yeah. We try to instill that in our players. We don't really care who scores as long as our score is higher on the board, and he is a real good one for that. And like I say, he wasn't feeling well the other night. I did set him for a while for that reason, but he was also trying to hit the open guy that had the hot hand and was going to do the scoring for us. So he does do well at that kind of stuff.
Your matchup with GMU in the championship game, some keys from your perspective, as GMU seems to be coming in on a real roll here right now.
They're definitely playing strong. When we played them at our court, we played with them in the first half, and then they sort of took it to us in the second half. And like I say, that was, we had a bad third quarter that night, and our young kids got throwing the ball around, and that didn't help us. So hopefully we can take care of the basketball, make good decisions, and see what we can do with them. They have a lot of size on us as well, and then their guard, their point guard, is an outstanding player as well. So we've got our work cut out for us, but we're the underdog. We have nothing to lose, so that's the way we're going in there thinking.
One last question for you, Coach, is that I really thought you guys played a challenging schedule. I mean, playing South Courtright and some of the teams in your league certainly had to challenge you and get you ready here for the championship game.
Yeah, I think a lot of people thought I was crazy. You know, when we made our schedule up, you know, we went to Fulton Montgomery College and played Middleburg up there. We played St. Johnsville at Herkimer College. And like you say, we played South Courtright. We played UV. We did play a real tough schedule, and our record probably shows that. But we're firm believers here that you play the better competition. Hopefully it pays off in the end and makes us better. And I'm a firm believer, and that's what it's doing right now.
Edmiston boys head coach Darren Belden. Coach, thanks for joining us, and good luck in the championship game.
Okay, thanks a lot. We hope we make an exciting one for all the fans at Edmiston.
This is Nate Lull. Stay tuned for more of the Boys Tri-Valley League Championship on WCDO.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
If you heat with oil, here's great news from Marabito Energy Products. Our Cash for Clunkers program replaces old fuel oil tanks with brand new ones. Just trade in that old tank. You'll receive a $250 credit and the use of a Gremlin tank monitor. Using Wi-Fi and a smartphone, the Gremlin system lets you monitor fuel oil levels right from your phone. Cash in your clunker now. Call Marabito at 1-855-MARABITO.
McDonald's in Sydney and Norwich has $1, $2, and $3 menus. There are a wide variety of selections for just $1, $2, or $3. And for a limited time, the Grand Mac and Mac Jr. are back. The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's serve breakfast all day long, 7 days a week. And the drive-thru is open all night Friday night and till 1 a.m. on Saturday night. So whether you want to select from the $1, $2, or $3 menu, want to try the Grand Mac, or want breakfast at 7 p.m., just stop by McDonald's on Delaware Avenue in Sydney or South Broad Street in Norwich.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. With locations in Delhi, Margaretville, Davenport, Hobart, and our loan production office on the corner of Ford and Main Streets in Oneonta, DNBD meets all your financial needs. And make sure to visit our new loan office in Sydney, too. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area local athletes.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, folks. Nate Lull with you on WCDO, also WCDOsports.com. Our web stream is brought to you by Sydney Federal Credit Union at SFCU. It's all about you. It's the boys' Tri-Valley League Championship game featuring Edmiston and Gilbertville Mount Upton. GMU looking for their first Tri-Valley League Championship since 2006. That was the last time they were here. Before that, they did win a title in 2001 and then in 1990. Edmiston, I'm told, and this comes right from their athletic department, that they have never won a Tri-Valley championship in boys or girls basketball. The last time the boys were here was 2014 when they lost, but apparently they have never won a Tri-Valley League championship. Throughout the week, I tried to do a little extra research on it, and there were some people that thought maybe there was a championship back in the 70s, but the school, Edmiston Central School, really has no record, no official record of a Tri-Valley League championship, so they could make school history here tonight if they get the victory. Let's do our starting lineups first for Edmiston and head coach Darren Belden, who we heard from during our Chambers and O'Hara pregame show. We have junior number 15, Luke Off, junior number 23, Parker Robinson, freshman number 24, Josh Martin, senior number 25, Justin McCall, and junior number 31, Derek Lyon. This is a young Edmiston team. They upset number one Morris in the semifinals, and they come in red hot. For GMU and head coach Greg Bonskowski, we'll hear from him during the halftime break. Senior number 2, Hunter Lockwood. Senior number 14, Brian Hill. The coach's son, number 20, the freshman Gavin Bonskowski. Senior number 21, Ethan Butts. And a senior number 33, Mackenzie Kloon. This group has been with Coach B for a couple of years now when he took over the program. This has been the resurrection of the GMU program, getting it back to where it has been for many years before this. And this senior group has put in the time with AAU and everything, and playing during the summer leagues, just playing in the local park. They've done a little bit of everything, and this could be a big moment for them. They want to put the stamp on their chapter in GMU history, and it all comes down to this here tonight. I think one of the biggest keys is GMU does have the size advantage, with Ethan Butt standing about 6'5", 6'6", on the inside, and Mackenzie Kloon is also a big-time player on the inside, played football for Oxford this past year, the past 2 years, I should say, so he's a bruiser on the inside. So they hold the size advantage. Edmiston has lights-out red-hot shooting from the outside. Parker Robinson had 27 against Morris in the semifinals, and Josh Martin can be deadly from anywhere at any time for Edmiston and does just a little bit of everything. Steals, assists, you name it, he does it. So I think GMU is going to have to watch him, and I think another key to this game will be Hunter Lockwood. He is the point guard. He is a dynamic scorer for Gilbert's Philmont Upton. He's the guy that can make them go, get them started, and he's going to have to play very well against those guards as well as fill up the score sheet like he normally does. So here we go. That's going to be a great night here between GMU and Edmiston. GMU in the home whites with the blue and the gold trim. Says Raiders in blue lettering across the front of the uniform. Edmiston in the road orange uniforms with the black trim. Says Panthers in black lettering across the front of the uniform. GMU easily wins the opening tip with Ethan Butson. Here we go. 2-3 zone for Edmiston. Brian Hill on the right side of the floor, finding Bonskowski at the top of the key. Bonskowski back for Hill. Dribble drive. Finds Butts at the high post. Stolen away by Josh Martin. It's a track meet. Martin's going to try to go coast to coast. Blocked out of there by Ethan Butts. Big time block. 2-on-1 back the other way for GMU. Right side for Lockwood. He's stripped by Parker Robinson. Ball out of bounds. It stays with GMU. Huge block there by Butts to start the opening of the contest as Martin looked like he was going to have a wide open layup, and Butts just got back in time. GMU with the basketball. Right side here for Hunter Lockwood. Both teams trying to settle in. This is interesting to me because both these teams don't really have experience in this big-time game. Here is Lockwood on the left side. Dribbles into the corner. Now back to the top of the key for Bonskowski. Back for Lockwood. Left side for three. It's short. And a rebound here for Edmiston. Back up the floor to the left side for Josh Martin. Dials up a three in the corner. It rattles out. Hit the rim twice. Rebound for Luke off. And now underneath, we're going to have a foul on GMU with 7:05 to go in the first quarter. See who this is on. Be an early foul on Hunter Lockwood, his first, team's first. No score between GMU and Edmiston. We're a minute into the ball game. Edmiston with the basketball as they go left to right again in the orange with the black trim. Here is Martin. Martin to the foul line. Pull-up jumper is good for Josh Martin. And the freshman is as cool as they come. And GMU is really going to have to know where he is. 6:45 to go, opening quarter. Edmiston 2, GMU nothing. Here's Lockwood at the top of the key. Lockwood on the right side of the floor. Lockwood looking for options. Goes to the high post for Ethan Butts. Butts for Bryant Hill. Left side for three. Rattled out. Ball is loose, and Martin with a rebound. Edmiston crashing the boards early. Right side of the floor here is blocked away as that was Derek Lyon trying to take it to the rim, and Ethan Butts swatted it out of there. And underneath the basket, this will be picked up here by Edmiston. Justin McCall on the inbounds will find Martin on the left side. With 6:20 to go in the first quarter, Edmiston 2, GMU nothing. Here's Martin at the top of the key, gets into the paint, kicks one out here for Derek Lyon, left side. Baseline drive into the paint, pull-up jumper, good for Derek Lyon. With Mackenzie Kloon right in his grill, and he gets it to go. It's Edmiston 4, GMU nothing, 2 minutes into the ballgame. Hunter Lockwood crosses the midcourt timeline. Lockwood trying to set up on offense here. Edmiston in a 2-3 zone. Kloon at the top of the key. Kloon, right side corner. Now for Bonskowski. Goes back for Lockwood. Lockwood into the corner now for Ethan Butts. He pulls up for three. Butts gets it to go down. A three ball for Ethan Butts. And that might be the basket that GMU needs to get back in this ballgame. It's Edmiston 4, GMU 3 with 5:40 to go in the opening quarter. Off takes it right to the rim. It's no good. And a rebound for Lockwood into the land of the trees. Ahead for Bonskowski. Catches it on the run. Now back for Lockwood. Wants to take it right to the rim, and he's fouled with 5.5 to go in the first quarter. It's Edmiston 4 and GMU 3. And I said get back into the ballgame, and you might be saying, well, it's early, Nate. It's only 4-0. But I think in these championship games, it's so important to weather the storm in the first 5 minutes and just get through it and make sure you get a bucket under your belt and, kind of just take a deep breath and say, okay, we're still playing a basketball game here. Lockwood to the line. First one is good. So it's 4-4. GMU and Edmiston for the Boys Tri-Valley Championship. Morris girls with a huge comeback to defeat Franklin in the opening game. So the Morris girls are your Tri-Valley champion this year. Lockwood goes 2-for-2. GMU takes a 5-4 lead with 5:25 to go in the first quarter. Here's Martin back down the floor. Left side, hands one off Parker Robinson. Robinson back for Martin at the top of the key with 5:15 to go in the first quarter. Martin holding on to it. Bounce pass to the right side here for Derek Lyon. Lyon with a baseball pass for Justin McCall, right side corner. Now back for Martin at the top of the key. Martin will feed one back here for Derek Lyon. Lyon with a pull-up jumper gets it to go. Derek Lyon nails his first two shots for the Panthers, and it's Edmiston 6, GMU 5, with 4:50 to go in the opening quarter. Here's Lockwood, right side of the floor. Tight ball game, as we expected, in the early part. GMU tries to go inside for Mackenzie Clooney, was double-teamed. Ball knocked out of bounds. They say it was last touched by Bryant Hill, who tried to save it. So it's Edmiston 6, GMU 5, with 4:40 to go in the opening quarter. Back up the floor, right side here, for Luke Off. Off gets around, Bonskowski takes it all the way to the rim, lays it up and in, and it's Edmiston 8, GMU 5. A nice move, and he left Bonskowski in the dust. And back up the floor here for Lockwood. Lockwood, the quarterback here, the point guard, gets it to Mackenzie Clune at the top of the key. Now for Bryant Hill. Hill looking for options, goes to the top of the key for Bonskowski. Straight away three for him, got it. Gavin Bonskowski. And he can be a real streaky shooter from the outside. That's a good sign if you're a Raiders fan that he hits his first one of the night. It's GMU 8, Edmiston 8, with 4:05 to go in the first quarter. Here is Josh Martin at the top of the key. Finds Luke Off. Off back for Martin. He dials it up for three. Hits the rim twice, no good. Rebound loose on the floor, and Lockwood comes away with it. Lockwood is looking to push it. Up the floor on the right side. Finds Ethan Butts. Now back for Lockwood. Man in his face. Thought about pulling the trigger, but instead goes back into the right corner for Butts. Now for Bryant Hill. For Lockwood, holding on to it with 20 on the shot clock. Reverse it. Bonskowski left side for three. Too strong this time. Rebounds loose on the floor, and Josh Martin comes away with it. And now a foul on Lockwood with 3:30 to go in the first quarter. That's going to be his second, I believe. Yes, it is. Lockwood's second, and he might have to go to the bench. Let's see what Coach Bonskowski decides to do. Looks like he's going to roll the dice and leave him in there. Big move here by Coach Bonskowski with the score GMU 8, Edmiston 8. Here's Martin at the top of the key. Gets into the paint. Little floater is good. Lockwood had to let him go. Didn't want to touch him for fear of that foul, and Martin makes him pay. Edmiston 10, GMU 8. Back up the floor here for Lockwood. Edmiston ahead by a deuce with 3:10 to go in the first quarter. Left side here for Bonskowski. Now for Ethan Butts. Butts back to the top of the key. Reversing for Lockwood. He dials up a three. Got it. Hunter Lockwood with 5 points. GMU 11, Edmiston 10 with 2:50 to go in the first quarter. Big time bucket there from Lockwood. And what a move by Bonskowski so far to leave him in with the two fouls. Here's Martin at the top of the key. Thought about an NBA three, but thought better of it. Didn't pull the trigger. Now back to the left side. Taking it all the way to the rim. Here is Luke Off, and it won't go, and a rebound for Mackenzie Clune. Boy, that was a Dr. J finger roll, but it wouldn't go down. GMU in transition, but Bryant Hill couldn't quite hold on to it. The pass was just a little bit too far in front of him, and he couldn't hold on. GMU's going to take a timeout with 2.5 to go in the first quarter. It's GMU 11, Edmiston 10. We'll be right back on CDO.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
2:20 to go in the first quarter. It's GMU 11, Edmiston 10. Nate Long with you tonight on WCDO. We appreciate you tuning in. Here's Josh Martin. Passes down low, and the shot is off the mark and no good for Derek Lyon, but he's fouled by Ethan Butts. And we'll head to the line. Want to make sure we thank all our special sponsors here for tonight's game, including the Gilbertsville Value Way Grocery Store, the Lovitz Pizzeria and Grill in Morris, the GMU Booster Club, the Edmiston Varsity Club, Chris and Sally Sidlock, a proud supporter of local sports, big-time boosters, saying good luck to the GMU Raiders today. 2:10 to go in the first quarter. It's GMU 11, Edmiston 10. First foul shot for Derek Lyon is off the mark. Second one coming. Lyon settles in, and this shot is good. Shooter's roll there, went all the way around the cylinder and then drained it. So we're tied up 11-11. Good start to this boys' Tri-Valley League Championship game between the Raiders and the Panthers. The Morris girls winning earlier, upsetting Franklin. And the boys here in the nightcap. They go right side for Hunter Lockwood. Dials up a three, left it short. Rebound for Bryant Hill to Bonskowski, who puts it up, and he's fouled with a minute 50 to go in the first quarter. Bonskowski will head to the line. See who the foul is on underneath. Looks like it'll be on Justin McCall. His first and the team's second. So here's the team foul situation. GMU with three. Edmiston with two. Bonskowski to the line. He's got 3 points already on a straightaway three-pointer that looked very, very nice early in the first quarter. Bonskowski's first shot is good. Gavin Bonskowski with 4 points. Second one coming. Gives GMU a 12-11 lead with a minute 50 to go in the first quarter. And the second shot coming here for the freshman. So two freshmen on the floor. Josh Martin for Edmiston, Bonskowski for GMU. Second one rattles out. And so he goes 1-for-2. Raiders 12, Panthers 11. Edmiston trailing by a point. Mackenzie Kluge picks a pocket, steals it, tries to take it down for the layup, and he's fouled. Great job by the big man, Mackenzie Kluge, to steal it from Parker Robinson. Took it in and was fouled by Robinson, who didn't want to give away that breakaway layup. And Mackenzie Kluge will head to the stripe. I don't blame Robinson for that foul. I think that's a good foul. Kluge, an okay foul shooter, so you know, even if he just gets one out of this, it might have been worth it. Kluge to the line, boom, hits the first one, trying to make him pay. Mackenzie Kluge with the second one coming. Other side of that is Robinson is one of your big-time scorers. You don't want him to get in foul trouble if you're Edmiston. Kluge's second shot is a violation, and he missed it anyway, so he does only get the 1 point out of it instead of a breakaway layup. So it's GMU 13, Edmiston 11, with a minute 40 to go in the opening quarter. Nate Law with you tonight on WCDO. Big-time game here for the boys. Tri-Valley Championship live from SUNY Oneonta. Packed house. This is great. Left side of the floor for Josh Martin. Martin to the right side. Turns on the Jets. Little floater. Won't go. Mackenzie Kluge with a rebound. Outlet pass here for Bryant Hill. And Hill will bring it back up the floor and feeds it to Hunter Lockwood. Lockwood on the right side. Goes Bonskowski. He fires for three. Left it short. And a rebound here for Edmiston. Long pass ahead for Martin. Lockwood's just got to let him go, and Martin lays it up and in. Smart play by Lockwood. He's got the two fouls. He's still in the ball game. You can't pick up a third on something silly there. Edmiston 13, GMU 13, with a minute to go in the first quarter. Lockwood left side of the floor. Martin at the top of the 2-3 zone, staring him right in the eyes. GMU goes down low, butts with a turnaround shot, lays it up and in. He's got five, and it's GMU 15, Edmiston 13. So the Raiders by a deuce with 45 seconds to go in the quarter. Top of the key here for Luke Off. Off to the right side. Dribble drive in the paint now. Dishes one and will leave it up and off the glass here for Derek Lyon, who's got 7 points. Right place, right time, and he was able to put it in. Tied at 15 with 25 seconds to go in the first quarter. Lockwood finds Bryant Hill, left side of the floor. Hill looking for options. We'll go back to Bonskowski. Bonskowski will give it back to Hunter Lockwood with 15 seconds to go in the first quarter. Lockwood with a good move, didn't pull the trigger, goes back to Butts, fires up a three, it's no good. Rebound here for Edmiston. They can play for the last shot, 5 seconds to go. Here's Robinson, takes it inside. They'll kick it back out for Martin. They won't get a shot off before the end of the first quarter. So we're tied 15-15 with one quarter in the books for the boys' Tri-Valley League Championship between GMU and Edmiston. We'll be right back on CDO.
When the cold weather hits, it's hard not to think about the heating season and the cost of heating your home or business. Hi, this is Kirk Gardner, owner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, and I'm here to tell you that there are ways you can save money during the heating season. By annual clean and maintenance checks of your heating system, you can extend its life, and if you need to make a change, being able to choose the best system that fits your family needs will save you money too. Give me a call at 349-0831 and start saving money now. We also accept Visa and MasterCard. Call 349-0831.
Hi, this is Mike Lang from Sydney Auto Body. My wife, Lori, and I are honored to have the opportunity to continue Sydney Auto Body's proud tradition of exceptional service for the Tri-Town area and beyond. After 26 years of working closely with the Thomas family, I am confident you will experience the same honest, dependable service you're accustomed to. Nobody takes more pride in their work, and no vehicles leave our shop until it's thoroughly inspected. Quality work from experienced professionals, that's Sydney Auto Body at 21 Union Street in beautiful downtown Sydney. If you're in need of our services, stop by or call 563-8200. That's 563-8200.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Start of the second quarter, GMU and Edmiston tied up at 15 apiece in the Boys Tri-Valley League Championship live from SUNY Oneonta tonight. I'm Nate Lowe. Glad to have you along, whether you're on the radio or on WCDOsports.com. Here's Parker Robinson, left side, on the offensive end of the floor for Edmiston. Back out Josh Martin for Robinson, who again had 27 against Morris in the semis. None so far tonight. They go down low to the man who's got the hot hand, Derek Lyon, with 9 points, and he buries it. A little jumper in the paint, probably a 10-footer. And it's Edmiston 17, GMU 15. Right side of the floor now for Lockwood. Edmiston still sitting in a very active 2-3 zone, trying to contain the shooters on the outside and keep GMU from getting the ball to the inside as well. A pass down low for Ethan Butts, and the big man scoops it up there. Back out, Bonskowski for three. Got it. Gavin Bonskowski with 7 points from the freshman, Kansas, second three-pointer of the night. And it's the Raiders 18 and the Panthers 17. Here's Martin, the freshman, dribbling in front of the GMU bench, left side of the floor. Now back to the right side for Edmiston as they work it around. They go down low again here for Derek Lyon. Back out for Parker Robinson for a three off the back of the rim. Skying for a rebound here is Ethan Butts. And he'll hand it off to Hunter Lockwood, who dribbles through traffic. Numbers for GMU if they can hurry. Lockwood in the paint. Dishes for Bryant Hill. Back out Bonskowski from downtown. Left this one well short. Butts with a rebound. Last touch, though, they'll say, by Nathan Jennings, who was in and battling Butts for that rebound. So off the foot there of Jennings, it stays with GMU. Raiders 18, Panthers 17. 6:40 to go, second quarter. Bonskowski gets it in right side of the floor. Bonskowski with a dribble drive, and he'll try a bounce pass to Hunter Lockwood. Kicked out of bounds, stays with GMU. 6:35 to go, second quarter. GMU 18, Edmiston 17. Raiders will get the ball in to the top of the key now for Bonskowski as they reset the offense. 15 on the shot clock. Here is Mackenzie Clune, top of the key, into the corner now for Bryant Hill. Hill wants to dial up a three of his own. Left it short. Rebound here for Edmiston with 6:15 to go in the second quarter. Luke Off back up the floor. Finds Martin. Pump fakes on a three. Right side goes back for Off. And to the left side for Derek Lyon. Tries a little jab step to get around Butts. Gets in the paint. Dishes one off for Martin. Right side. 20 on the shot clock. 6:05 to go. Second quarter. GMU by a point. And Martin gets tied up here. It's going to be a three-second violation on Derek Lyon, who was trying to get low post position there against Ethan Butts. But it didn't work, and he gets whistled by the Zebra Crew for the three-second violation. 6 minutes to go, second quarter here on CDO. It's GMU 18, Edmiston 17, Raiders with the ball, going right to left on your radio dial. Clune at the top of the key. Clune splits the defense, goes Bonskowski right side. Bonskowski picks up his dribble, now goes to Bryant Hill. Down low for Ethan Butch, turnaround shot, up and in. I didn't think GMU had been using enough of that inside presence, and they've gone to Butts on back-to-back possessions, and it pays off. Raiders by three, 20-17 over Edmiston. Boys Tri-Valley League Championship live from SUNY Oneonta tonight. Here is Derek Lyon at the foul line. Left side, Parker Robinson. Downtown buries it. Wow, Parker Robinson from NBA range makes it look easy with a sweet stroke, and we're tied 20-20. 5:15 to go, second quarter. Right side of the floor, Lockwood has his pocket picked. Ball comes out, and Edmiston will come away with it. Back up the right side of the floor here for Derek Lyon. Lyon picks up his dribble in a tough spot. GMU trying to double-team, but he just inches it out of there, and a timeout is taken by Edmiston. With 5 minutes exactly to go in the second quarter, it's GMU 20, Edmiston 20. We'll be right back on CDO.
Your friends from C.H. Lander's Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support youth activities in our local communities, including high school sports. Jeff and Brenda Bagley, along with their caring staff, wish the best to area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship. Good luck this season from C.H. Lander's Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in Sydney. For over 100 years, they have assisted families with compassion and care during their most difficult days. Their broad range of services can be found online at landersfh.com. C.H. Lander's Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in downtown Sydney, proudly supporting the youth in our communities.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Out of the timeout, Edmiston with the ball, and Josh Martin takes it directly to the hoop, lays it up and in. Josh Martin with 8 points. He's off to a strong start, the freshman here for Edmiston. Panthers take a lead 22-20. About midway through the second quarter. 4:40 to go. Right side, a shot there from Lockwood is short. Lockwood follows the shot, gets his own rebound, passes it down low for Butts, who gets tied up there with Derek Lyon. We'll have a jump ball, and the possession arrow keeps it with GMU. I want to thank some of our special sponsors tonight, including Farmhouse Fines of South New Berlin, Preferred Mutual Insurance Company, NBT Bank, as well as Delker and Terry Funeral Home in Edmiston. Top of the key now for Lockwood. Tried to get it to the interior for Butts. He lost it. Edmiston in transition, and no good. Blew the breakaway layup. That was Luke Goff. I think he felt the presence of Butts chasing him back, and Edmiston can't capitalize. It's a two-point lead. Edmiston 22, GMU 20. Top of the key for Lockwood. Lockwood into the corner now. Left side for Bryant Hill. Back to the top of the key as they swing it around the top of the clock. Right side for Bonskowski. Back for Lockwood. 15 on the shot clock. Bryant Hill steps back for a three. Left it short. Kuhn is right there to Windex the glass. Fresh shot clock. Pulls it back out for Lockwood. Smart move there. With 3:55 to go, second quarter. Bonskowski, straightaway three. He got it. He's got 10, and GMU retakes the lead. 23-22. 10 points for the freshman, Kevin Bonskowski. Both the ninth graders showing off here today for Edmiston and for GMU. 3:35 to go, second quarter. GMU by a point. Almost halftime here at SUNY Oneonta. Here's Josh Martin. He steps back for a three. Left it short. Rebound for Bryant Hill, and he's looking to run. Now he puts on the brakes near midcourt, gets it to Lockwood. Crosses the Red Dragon logo there and dribbles to the left side as GMU goes right to left on your radio dial. Straightaway three now for Lockwood is off the mark. Butts with the rebound. Tosses it up. That won't go. Lockwood gives it to Butts again, who keeps it in bounds, but Martin is able to steal it away. Martin at midcourt somehow didn't travel. Gets it to Parker Robinson, who leaves it off, and a little up-and-under move for Lukoff is good, and Edmiston retakes the lead 24-23. That looks like a circus show at midcourt, but they get it to go. 2:55 to go, second quarter. Edmiston by a point. Great first half here in the Boys Tri-Valley Championship. Lockwood left side goes Bonskowski, and now back for Bryant Hill for three. It's off the mark, out of bounds, and goes back to the Panthers. And so far, I would say it's been the Panthers, the underdog here at the four seed against the two seed GMU, kind of dictating how they want to play this game. GMU has had an answer every time so far, but Edmiston has really been playing strong. Robinson walks it up the floor, looks over to head coach Darren Belden for the signal, directing traffic. Robinson left side finds Luke off. Passes outside now for Derek Lyon, who had the hot hand early. Lyon gets it back for off. Passes down low. The shot for Nathan Jennings is blocked by Ethan Butts, and now back up the floor for Lockwood. You wonder how conditioning is going to come into play here tonight as well. This is the bigger floor here at SUNY Oneonta. These smaller school teams, sometimes you get here, and this floor looks mighty long. Lockwood takes it to the rim, can't get it to go. Butts is there, scoops it up, had nowhere to go, had to toss it to the outside, and Martin stole it away. Martin's going to try to take it all the way to the rim, and it's good. Josh Martin with 10 points. He's making it look easy. Edmiston by three, 26-23. Lockwood crosses half court. Lockwood to the right side, looking for options. Lockwood tried to pass to the interior for Ethan Butts. It was deflected away. Edmiston back down the floor. Butts will steal it right back, though. Butts finds Lockwood. Butts looks a little gassed as he walks back up the floor. Maybe that is that conditioning. Lockwood takes it right to the rim. And, boy, Edmiston wanted a charge. They won't get it. Instead, it'll be a blocking foul on Nathan Jennings. And Lockwood's going to go to the line. He's still got to be careful. He's done so well playing composed after picking up two fouls early. He's still got the two. That could have been three right there, but I think it was the right call, but Edmiston is certainly not happy about it, as Lockwood will go to the line. Lockwood with 5 points, trying to pull GMU back to within a point here. Lockwood, first shot from the line is good. So Lockwood's got six. And it's Edmiston 26, GMU 24. Lockwood to the line for his second shot. Both teams look a little tired, but GMU especially right now, I think, looks a little extra tired here on the big floor. Lockwood goes 2 for 2. He's got 7. Let's hope that both teams can keep their wind. You hate to see a team run out of gas. With a minute 25 to go in the second quarter, Edmiston 26, GMU 25. There is Martin at the top of the key. Anybody's ball game. Edmiston passes down low, and a double dribble on Nathan Jennings gives the ball back to GMU with a minute 20 to go before the halftime break. Some more special sponsors tonight include the Butternut Valley Grange, the Gilbertsville Value A Grocery Store, Gilbert Plumbing and Heating of Gilbertsville, as well as Lovett's Pizzeria and Grill on East Main Street in Morris. GMU with the basketball. They go to Hunter Lockwood in the corner for three. It's off the mark. Tipped off the front of the rim. Just a little too much spice on that one. But a steal by Lockwood off the rebound. Gets it to Kloon. Kloon's going to lay it up and in. Mackenzie Kloon off the assist there from Lockwood. GMU takes the lead 27-26 with 50 seconds to go in the second quarter. Here's Robinson down low. Can't get it to go. The tip-out rebound comes into the right corner for Derek Lyon. Lyon steps in, tries to drill a jumper, and it's off the mark. GMU a rebound. Passing one ahead, but it's taken right back by Edmiston at midcourt. And here is Derek Lyon on the right side of the floor. Lyon back out for Martin. NBA three, got it. Flapjacks on a Ferris wheel for Josh Martin. He's got 13, and it's Edmiston 29, GMU 27, with 20 seconds to go in the second quarter. Here's Lockwood at midcourt. Maybe trying to tie it up or take the lead for the Raiders. Here is Butts, down low for Bryant Hill. Spot up jumper for Hill, hit the rim twice, wouldn't go down. Edmiston a rebound, 10 seconds left. Robinson at midcourt. Robinson left side for Luke off. Off with a dribble drive, can't control it, kicks it back out. They're not going to get a shot off, they won't. And our halftime score is Edmiston 29, GMU 27. First half in the books, still a lot of basketball left to be played, but a great atmosphere here tonight at SUNY Oneonta. Again, our halftime score of the Boys Tri-Valley League Championship, Edmiston 29, Gilbert Silmount Upton 27 at the halftime break. We'll take a short break, and when we come back, it'll be our Morabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Remember, when you use that Rewards Plus card, you'll save instantly right at the pump. See for yourself at Morabito. Call 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. We'll hear from GMU Boys head coach Greg Bonskowski during the break. And again, our halftime score, Edmiston 29, GMU 27. I'm Nate Lowe. We'll be right back on WCDO.
If you heat with oil, here's great news from Morabito Energy Products. Our Cash for Clunkers program replaces old fuel oil tanks with brand new ones. Just trade in that old tank. You'll receive a $250 credit and the use of a Gremlin tank monitor. Using Wi-Fi and a smartphone, the Gremlin system lets you monitor fuel oil levels right from your phone. Cash in your clunker now. Call Morabito at 1-855-MORABITO.
Have you had an unfortunate accident? Do you need a quick vehicle replacement? Or are you doing a lot of traveling but don't want to put the miles on your own vehicle? Chambers & O'Hara Riverside in Sydney has vehicle rentals at competitive rates, available by the day, week, or month. And they will even bill the insurance company for you. Call 563-4311 today for a hassle-free rental. Compact, midsize, luxury, and vans too. From sales and service to stress-free rentals, call Chambers & O'Hara, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney at 563-4311.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
Attention young adults, are you looking to take the next step in your life? Are you interested in serving your community and your country? The U.S. Air Force could be your answer. For a no-pressure interview, please contact Technical Sergeant Mark Baldenegro in Oneonta. His office is in the Clinton Plaza on Main Street. Please call for an appointment today, 432-6780. That's 432-6780. See what the U.S. Air Force can do for you. Not sure about enlisting? Talk to Sergeant Mark about community service opportunities in our area to get a feel for what the Air Force team is all about. Aim high with the U.S. Air Force. For a local, no pressure interview, call 432-6780. That's 432-6780.
It's the Tri-Valley League Boys Championship Contest between Gilbertsville, Mount Upton, and Edmiston. Nate Lowe with you here on WCDO, and we're joined now by GMU Boys head coach Greg Bonskowski. Coach, thanks for taking a few minutes for us.
No problem. Glad to join you.
Coach, let's go back to your semifinal win over Milford. Nice to play it on your home floor, and I thought, being there in person, I got to watch, and it seemed like the second half you guys were able to put together a really nice third quarter and pull away a little bit from Milford there.
Yeah, I would definitely agree that it was nice to play it on our home floor. We kind of have an experienced group of boys on the team, and last year we were fortunate enough to get into the 1-4 playoffs, and we had to go over and play at Lawrence. And you know, it's always difficult to win on the road. So going into this season, knowing that we had a lot of talented kids back, one of our goals right from the beginning of the season was to get that semifinal game for the Tri-Valley playoffs at home, because we thought we had a better opportunity to advance if we had the game at home. And the kids took care of business during the regular season, and we came out and played a good team game and were able to advance past Milford.
First time for the GMU boys program to get back to the Tri-Valley Championship since 2006. What do you think it means to the school, the community, the guys on the team to have a chance to win a title here?
It's always a positive thing when a team has success for the boys on the team and also the school district and the community. So the kids have gotten a lot of nice compliments and things said about them, you know, in the past week or so. Lots of congratulations and, you know, good luck on the game on Saturday. So it's just a special time for the boys on the team and for both the communities.
When you talk to your team this week in practice, what has your message been to them in terms of getting over the nerves of being in a championship game, the big crowd and all those things that go into a game that, you know, maybe you're not used to?
We've really focused on one of our program mottos since I took over here. We've tried to play each and every game, playing hard, playing smart, and playing together. So I've focused on that, and I've also explained, you know, that, hey, the other team has experienced these same emotions as well. We need to go there and worry about the things that we can control and just play GMU basketball, and from there everything else will take care of itself.
Speaking of your opponent, the Edmiston Panthers, can you tell us a little bit about what they bring to the table that you'll have to deal with on Saturday?
Edmiston always has a very athletic group of boys, irregardless of the sport that they're playing. They always compete very hard and get after you. So if you are not ready to compete, it can be a difficult evening for you. So, I mean, they have some quality athletes. They have some kids that can really shoot the basketball that we're going to have to be aware of where they are at all times. And they're going to play hard till the final buzzer. So it should be a good game for the crowd and the spectators.
Could you tell us a little bit about the hard work that, you know, some of your core guys have put in the off season that has really translated well into the winter season? It seems like you have a group that really just enjoys playing basketball year round. You always hear them out at the park shooting hoops in the summer and playing AAU and all the little things that you have to do to have a strong team.
Yeah, one of the things that I stressed when I started coaching here at GMU was that, you know, we couldn't just touch a basketball during the season, that we had to work in the off season if we wanted to get better. And the core group of this team has really done a good job of getting out there and getting experience, whether it's playing in summer league, whether it's playing AAU basketball, whether it's going to the Y, whether it's at our open gyms. They just love to play basketball, and wherever there's a game, they're ready and they want to go. A lot of them spend a lot of time at the YMCA over in Norwich, and like you said, in the parks in Gilbertsville and Mount Upton, there's usually a ball bouncing, which is a positive thing if you're a coach.
Coach, I wanted to ask you one of my last questions here with GMU head coach Greg Bonskowski. What this transition has been like for you, switching from coaching girls at Unitego for many years to now coaching boys at GMU and really bringing a program back to a level that it hadn't been at in a while?
It was very difficult for me to leave Unitego because I had some very good teams and very good players, and I had a lot of school support and community support over there, but it was an opportunity to come to my home district, and it's been an interesting transition. You know, there is a difference between, you know, coaching boys and girls a little bit. I kind of had to get used to that, but for the most part, in both of the schools, I've had some really nice young women and young men to work with. So it's been a little bit of a transition, but it's been enjoyable, and I look forward to continuing coaching.
GMU boys head coach Greg Bonskowski. Coach, thanks again for joining us, and good luck in the Tri-Valley Championship game.
Thanks a lot, Nate.
This is Nate Lull. Stay tuned for more. We'll have the boys Tri-Valley League Championship coming up on CDO.
Heat tape for water pipes, insulated chimney systems, and stovepipe. This winter, count on Jessef House Building Supplies in Sydney Center. Insulation, rock salt, snow shovels, outdoor work gloves, and traction sand too. So this winter, count on Jessef House Building Supplies in Sydney Center. Since 1920, local folks have relied on Jessef House Building Supplies in downtown Sydney Center. Three generations of quality service to the Tri-County area. Jessef House Building Supplies, with everything to build anything. Call 369-3051. Heat tape for water pipes, insulated chimney systems, and stovepipe. This winter, count on Jessef House Building Supplies in Sydney Center. Insulation, rock salt, snow shovels, outdoor work gloves, and traction sand too. So this winter, count on Jessef House Building Supplies in Sydney Center. Since 1920, local folks have relied on Jessef House Building Supplies in downtown Sydney Center. Three generations of quality service to the Tri-County area. Jessef House Building Supplies, with everything to build anything. Call 369-3051.
NYCM Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, NYCM Insurance has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or home NYCM, or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. NYCM Insurance is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO. NYCM is there for you 24/7, 365. Visit online nycm.com.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
And welcome back, folks. It's our Mirabado Energy Products Halftime Report with our score, Edmiston 29, GMU 27. And the boys, Tri-Valley League Championship, Nate Lull with you tonight on WCDO. Let's do our scoring summary. First for Edmiston, 13 points from the freshman Josh Martin at the halftime break, 9 points from Derek Lyon, 4 from Luke Off, and 3 from Parker Robinson. For GMU, 10 points for the freshman Gavin Bonskowski, 7 apiece for Ethan Butts and Hunter Lockwood, 3 from Mackenzie Clune. It was 15-15 at the end of the first quarter, and Edmiston with a slim 2-point advantage during our halftime break. In case you just jumped in the car, you said, wonder what happened in that girls' game. You missed a heck of a ball game, folks, as the Morris girls go on a 27-7 run in the second half, come back and do the impossible and beat the Franklin Lady Purple Devils 43-38. It was a great game by both sides. Kayla Campbell with 23 points for Franklin. Liz Thompson was just unconscious in the second half. I don't think I've ever seen her shoot the basketball that well. 22 points for Morris in the second half. Morris switched up defenses. The eighth grader, Kayla Campbell, had 22 points in the first half for Franklin, only one in the second half. They just really did a nice job on defense and erased a 31-16 halftime lead to come back to defeat the Franklin Lady Purple Devils. That was a great game. I'm not going to forget that one anytime soon. The energy and the passion in here was great, just like it is for this boys' game here between Edmiston and GMU. I think Edmiston is one of the best teams at traveling with their fans for fan support. And when you go back in history, I mean, they're a Tri-Valley school that I've always really admired because they've gotten to the top of the heap. And what I mean by that is a boys' soccer state championship, a boys' baseball state championship. And if Katherine Johnson and that crew had gotten past Deposit last year in the softball sectional finals, I really think that they could have won a state championship in softball. So I've always had a lot of respect for Edmiston, and their fans always travel. And, you know, for GMU, it's been a long time since they've had a team in this situation, and I just love the community support that you're seeing from Gilbertsville and Mount Upton. You're seeing a lot of young kids that are seeing this for the first time. You're seeing a lot of adults in the community that haven't had a chance to come and cheer on GMU in one of these games in a long time. I mean, the last time they were here was 2006, so this is new to a lot of people in those two communities, and they would love to hang a banner here tonight. And I know the guys on this team, that's been their goal since they came up as freshmen and sophomores, is to try to put a new banner on the wall. I know that they talk about it all the time, and especially to me. I mean, I make no bones about it. I'm a GMU alum. I was in school at a time when GMU had some really successful boys and girls teams. I was very lucky to be a part of some of those teams, and I think that these guys look up on the wall and see a lot of those banners. And I mean, I'll be frank, a lot of them were girls banners. We had some excellent girls teams back then, And I think they want to add to their legacy, add to that chapter, their chapter in that book of GMU. So I think that's one thing that really motivates them. And I think both these teams are going to leave it on the floor here tonight, and it's exciting to watch. Our halftime score, Edmiston 29, GMU 27. It's the Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report. One last quick break. We'll get back to the action here on CDO.
We know how hard it is to raise a family these days. With your busy schedule and all those obligations, you need a financial institution that's all about you. We've got you covered. With internet services, convenient ATMs, online bill paying, and so much more. Stop by to find out about the Credit Union Advantage. We're a member-owned financial cooperative. We're all about you. SFCU, federally insured by NCUA. We're all about you.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Haagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann Chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student athletes.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back. Nate Lull with you tonight on WCDO, also WCDOsports.com. I want to again thank all our special sponsors for tonight's game, including Gilbert Plumbing and Heating of Gilbertsville, the Edmiston Varsity Club, Delker and Terry Funeral Home of Edmiston, Chris and Sally Sedlacker, big time local supporters of high school sports, Farmhouse Fines of South New Berlin, NBT Bank, Preferred Mutual Insurance Company, GMU Booster Club, the Shindella Federal Credit Union of Franklin, Butternut Valley Grange, the Gilbertsville Value Way Grocery Store, as well as Johnston Funeral Home of Morris and Lovett's Pizzeria and Grill on East Main Street in Morris. And we are about to get back underway, and here we go. Edmiston will take it right down as they had the possession to start the second half, and we'll have a foul. Derek Lyon going to the paint, and he got fouled. So that is on Ethan Butts, his second, team's first. And Derek Lyon will go to the line. Edmiston 29, GMU 27. First shot is up and good for Derek Lyon. He has 10. Second shot coming. So Lyon will step in here, trying to give Edmiston a four-point lead. This one is too strong, so it remains a three-point lead. Gets his own rebound, though. Edmiston back out to the right side of the floor. Now for Josh Martin. Pump fakes on a three, gets into the paint. On the baseline, here for Parker Robinson. Robinson now finds a streaking cutter there and Luke off, but he couldn't finish it off. Fooled everybody on defense and then just couldn't finish the layup. GMU with a rebound, and here's Lockwood back up the floor. Lockwood with 7 points in the first half. Goes to Bryant Hill on the right side. Hill will get it back to Lockwood. Now back to Hill. Fires up a three and buries it. Bryant Hill from downtown. Ties it up at 30 apiece. With 7:15 to go in the third quarter. Big time opening basket of the night there for Bryant Hill. Back the other way. Here for Luke Aw. Kicks one out for Josh Martin. Martin with a dribble drive in the paint. Hanging floater. Can't get it to go. Butts with a rebound. And back up the floor they come. Lockwood gets across the half-court timeline. Picks up his dribble. Lockwood closely guarded here by Josh Martin. Into the corner now for Bonskowski. Bonskowski thought about trying to go to the high post for Kloon. Couldn't do it, though. GMU has not had a ton of success getting it inside. When they have, they've finished it off with Butts and had some good luck. But now we'll have Hunter Lockwood. A straightaway three. Got it. Lockwood with 10. And it's GMU 33, Edmiston 30. Darren Belden's seen enough for Edmiston and wants a timeout with 6:35 to go in the third quarter. He's hot. He wants to have a word with his guys. We'll be right back on CDO.
Finding a contractor that you can trust can be difficult, but not when you rely on Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From custom building and expert remodeling, including kitchens and baths, as well as plumbing, heating, and electrical work, Cohen and Fraser Builders see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426. Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Out of the timeout, a quick steal here from GMU. Hunter Lockwood got it at midcourt, brings it back down for a three. Lockwood got it. He's got 13. Another three for Lockwood, and it's 36-30 with 6:10 to go in the third quarter. Here is Josh Martin. Martin gets into the paint, a hanging jumper. It won't go down. Rebound is loose for Clune. Clune back up the floor, going full steam ahead. Clune up off the glass, gets it to go. Mackenzie Clune with 5 points. Another timeout taken by Edmiston with 5:58 to go in the third. It's GMU 38, Edmiston 30. We'll step away for 30 seconds on CDO.
Patriot Masonry of Otigo is a proud sponsor of high school sports on WCDO. Patriot Masonry can handle any job, big or small, commercial, industrial, or residential, and they're your local stamped concrete specialist. Beautiful indoor or outdoor fireplaces, patios, brickwork, stairs, floors, or countertops. They can do it all. Call 287-0709. That's 287-0709. Or visit online at patriotmasonry.net. That's patriotmasonry.net. Patriot Masonry. Call 287-0709.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
GMU 38, Edmiston 30. Welcome back. Nate Lull with you on WCDO. Two big three-pointers by Hunter Lockwood and then a bucket from Mackenzie Clune. Balloons this lead up to 8 for the Raiders. The Panthers trying to answer. Here's Parker Robinson at the top of the key. Now finds Luke off. Off into the paint, kicks one out. A long three here for Edmiston, won't go down. Lockwood with a rebound as Justin McCall was trying to crash in following his own shot. Nails Lockwood, and we have a foul with 5:35 to go in the third quarter. GMU's going to get it back. When we talked to Darren Belden this week, he said the first time we played GMU in the regular season, we played with them in the first half, and then they pulled away in the third quarter. He said, we have to avoid that. My guys have to answer the call coming out of halftime. And let's see what happens here as they trail by 8. Edmiston's the type of team, they can come back. They have the shooters. Can they do it here tonight, though? They need to get some stops on defense here. Lockwood has gotten hot over the last couple of possessions. Lockwood to the left side. Finds Bonskowski. Now to Butts down low here for Lockwood. Puts it up off the glass. Can't get it to go. Edmiston a rebound. Martin leaks out. Going to try to get a breakaway layup and lays it up and in. And Josh Martin with 15 points cuts the lead. GMU 38, Edmiston 32. And now a foul at midcourt. Who's this going to be on? This will be on Josh Martin. Martin on defense was a little bit too much in the grill there of Hunter Lockwood. And we'll have a whistle. GMU 38, Edmiston 32. 5 minutes to go, third quarter. Here's Lockwood on the left side of the floor. Lockwood will get it across the half-court timeline. Lockwood at the top of the key. Lockwood holding on to it here. Goes to the high post for Ethan Butts. GMU going left to right. Bonskowski right side. Three. Got it. Bonskowski with 13. And GMU can't miss. The Raiders 41. Panthers 32. Panthers back the other way. A little dribble drive here for Derek Lyon. Kicks into the corner. A steal by Lockwood. And now back to Ethan Butts. Butts ahead for Mackenzie Clune. Clune to the midcourt timeline. Clune gets across, finds Bryant Hill with 4.5 to go in the third quarter. Now back to Lockwood, who wants to slow it down a little bit here as we hit 4:20 to go, third quarter. GMU 41, Edmiston 32. And to the top of the key for Clune. Back for Bryant Hill. He fires up a three. Oh, goes all the way around the cylinder, pops free, and then a rebound. Nice job. Crashing weak side for Josh Martin. Martin across the midcourt timeline as Edmiston goes right to left. They're in the orange with the black trim. Dribble drive here for the Panthers. Shot is off the mark for Justin McCall. Doesn't matter anyways. It's a charge taken by Mackenzie Clune, much to the delight of the Raiders fans. GMU 41, Edmiston 32. That'll be his third and the team's third. Edmiston's got to try to find an answer here. Both coaches barking out some signals here as Edmiston coming with a little full court pressure, but really it's just Martin trying to shadow Hunter Lockwood near half court. Lockwood passes to the far side for Bryant Hill, gives it back to Lockwood in front of his own bench. Lockwood with Martin really shadowing him here, gets it back, wants a little dribble drive, has his pocket picked by Martin. 2-on-1 for the Panthers if they can hurry. Ahead now for Luke off, right back to Martin, who lays it up and just has it a little bit deflected by Ethan Butts. The ball comes free, and it goes back to the Raiders. Streaking down, Bryant Hill on the left side is fouled by Luke Off. I think that was a good thing there for Bryant Hill because he was a little out of control, and it kind of bailed him out there for GMU. With 3.5 to go in the third, it's GMU 31, Edmiston 32. Bonskowski will inbound the basketball, and they'll get it to midcourt here for Bryant Hill. Hill looking for options. Passes down low for Ethan Butts, and the big fella puts it up, can't get it to go, gets his own rebound, muscles it up again, won't go, third time, he's fouled. Edmiston just has no answer for rebounding against the 6'5" Ethan Butts, and he'll head to the charity stripe, it looks like, here with 3:20 to go in the third. And sometimes you just can't do much when you're 5'11 and somebody's 6'5". Unless you have the perfect rebounding position, if they get there first, you're in for a tough battle because it's hard to out-jump somebody when you're giving up 5 or 6 inches. Butts to the line. First one is good. It's the shooter's touch there. It died on the front of the rim and then fell in. Butts now with 8, and it's GMU 42, Edmiston 32. Butts to the line. Second one here for Butts is good. You know, I mentioned in the first half I thought Butts looked a little tired. He still looks a little tired here to me, but he's just muscled through it, and he's playing a great game here, and most of the time you can see if somebody's tired at the foul line, and he made those look easy. Back down for Edmiston. Derek Lyon will lay it up and in. He snuck behind the defense and put it home, and it's GMU 43, Edmiston 34. Great backdoor cut there by Lyon, and he received the pass from Martin and nailed it. Lockwood right side with 2:55 to go in the third. Here's Kloon back out for Bonskowski for a three. Got it. Gavin Bonskowski with 16 points. Unbelievable. GMU 46, Edmiston 34. Here's Martin on the right side of the floor. Martin with a little dribble drive for Edmiston. The floater in the lane. Good for Josh Martin. He's got 17. Edmiston's going to take a timeout. 2:35 to go in the third. GMU 46, Edmiston 36. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Cold winter weather. Tough vehicle starts. Difficult driving conditions. Stop at Sydney Tire, your family vehicle safety center. They can evaluate your tires and antifreeze level. The experienced staff at Sydney Tire can help you to maintain your vehicle in top condition through the cold winter months. So stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
Have you enjoyed a tasty meal at Bob's Diner in Bainbridge lately? Bob's is open 7 days a week and features daily and blue plate specials, awesome homemade soups, and Bob's popular chili available every day. Check out Bob's Build Your Own Burger menu, along with homemade desserts like pies, cakes, muffins, and more. And seniors age 65, you receive a 10% discount on breakfast, lunch, and dinner entrees all week long. Only at Bob's Diner, the home of the bottomless cup of coffee on North Main Street in Bainbridge.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
2:35 to go, third quarter. Boys Tri-Valley League Championship tonight, live from SUNY Oneonta. Thanks for joining us on WCDO. The GMU boys leading Edmiston 46-36. They trailed by two at the half, but the Raiders have had a great third quarter, and they hold the 10-point lead. Here's McKenzie Kloon, top of the key. Finds Hunter Lockwood, who's got 13 points for GMU. Goes to the high post for Butts. Turnaround shot for Butts, up and in. And Ethan Butts is in the double figures with 11 points. And it's GMU 48, Edmiston 36. Here is, again, Derek Lyon getting behind the defense, takes it right to the rim, and he will not be denied for the Panthers, keeping this within a manageable distance. It's GMU 48, Edmiston 38. Lockwood gets across half court. Lockwood to the left side. The top of the key now for Ethan Butts. GMU late in the third quarter, leading by 10. And McKenzie Kloon loses the ball at midcourt, and then a reach-in foul against Nathan Jennings. Tough one there against Kloon. He tried to thread the needle on a pass. It got stolen, and then as the ball was stolen, he reached in and fouled Nathan Jennings. That's his first and the team's second. Team foul situation. Edmiston with 5, GMU with 2. Luke Off is going to go to the bench, and Garrett Lum will come in for Edmiston. Kloon's going to go to the bench now, and Garrett Proskin will come in here for the Raiders. And GMU has not used much of their bench so far here tonight. I believe that Proskin is the first sub to check in tonight for GMU. Panthers with the ball on the right side of the floor as they go right to left with a minute 40 to go in the third. They trail by 10, 48-38. They need a run. Maybe they can take a chapter out of the Book of Morris earlier today. Martin to the rim, lays it up and in. Josh Martin's got 19. The freshman is doing great things here tonight. Minute 25 to go in the third. 8-point game. GMU 48, Edmiston 40. Lockwood at the top of the key. Goes for Bryant Hill on the right side. Now for Bonskowski. Back here for Hunter Lockwood. Steps back for a three. Got it. Hunter Lockwood with 16 points. GMU 51, Edmiston 40. Lockwood guarding Josh Martin. Ball knocked out of bounds. And they will say it was off of Lockwood, so it will stay here with Edmiston. With a minute to go in the third quarter. It's GMU 51, Edmiston 40. And Lockwood is draped all over Josh Martin, trying to do everything he can to make it tough on him. Into the backcourt. Here for Garrett Lum. Lum to the right side here finds Derek Lyon. Lyon with a dribble drive into the paint at the foul line. Goes right side here for Parker Robinson. Robinson steps back, zips one down low. Jennings just is able to get a fingertip on it. Goes right back to Robinson. He lays it up and in. Parker Robinson with 5 points. And it's GMU 51, Edmiston 42. 40 seconds to go, third quarter. Lockwood up the left side of the floor. Lockwood passes one off here for Bryant Hill. Hill at the top of the key, dials up a three, rattles out, rebound here for Edmiston with 30 seconds to go in the third quarter. And to the left side here for Robinson, he gets plowed into, oh my goodness, they call a charge. I'd have to agree with Edmiston on that one. I didn't think Lockwood had his feet set, but Robinson was going in there full bore, and the officials call it with 24 seconds to go in the third quarter. Darren Belton is not pleased with the call for Edmiston. It's GMU 51, Edmiston 42. With 25 seconds to go in the third quarter. GMU will walk it up the floor with Bonskowski. 20 seconds left, third quarter. Bonskowski right side. Bonskowski wants to hand this one back off to Lockwood. Lockwood with 10 seconds to go in the third quarter. Gets it back to Bryant Hill for three in the corner. It's too strong. Rebound for Edmiston. They'll bring it back up the floor. Can they get one last shot off? Stepping back for three at the buzzer. No, it won't go down. Therefore, Derek Lyon. End of the third quarter. GMU 51, Edmiston 42. Fourth quarter coming up on CDO.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties wishes the best to all area teams this season, especially our teams in Delaware County. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Start of the fourth quarter, it is GMU 51, Edmiston 42. 8 minutes left to decide the boys' Tri-Valley League Championship. The Raiders trying to bring home their first title since 2006. Edmiston looking for their first title in school history. Lockwood dials up a three on the first possession of the fourth quarter, and it won't go down. Back up the floor here for Edmiston, and here is Josh Martin trying to pull the Panthers back into this ball game. Right side of the floor, now back for Martin. Martin with the dribble drive, steps back, and now we'll find Derek Lyon. Lyon back for Martin with 7.5 to go in the fourth quarter. But pass it down low with 15 on the shot clock. Martin with a running jumper, gets it to go. Martin has 21 points. Unbelievable with 7:25 to go in the fourth quarter. He just can't miss. It's GMU 51, Edmiston 44. The officials getting together there. Boys will be boys. I think there was a little pushing underneath, and each team gets a warning. With 7:25 to go in the fourth quarter, GMU 51, Edmiston 44. Raiders will bring it back up the floor here with Hunter Lockwood. Lockwood taking his time as he crosses the midcourt timeline. Lockwood with the basketball. Finds Bonskowski at the top of the key. Now for Bryant Hill, left side corner. Wants to reverse it for Lockwood. Lockwood gets in the paint, lost control of the basketball, but then gets it back with 7 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Goes for Hill in the corner. Down low for Proskin, who lays it up and off the rim and in. Garrett Proskin didn't look like it was going to fall. Rolled all the way around the cylinder and then went in. GMU 53, Edmiston 44. Martin with a running jumper. Knocked out of there by Ethan Butts. And the rebound comes loose to Hunter Lockwood with 6:45 to go in the fourth quarter. GMU 53, Edmiston 44. Lockwood looking for options. He's got Butts at the high post. Doesn't pass. Now he will go to the high post for Butts. Butts takes it down low and is fouled with 6.5 to go in the fourth quarter. Edmiston just doesn't have an answer for Butts on the inside. I know he only has 11 points. He's a guy that's usually up in the 20 to 25 range, but he's just done a little bit of everything, and he just changes the way the game is played because of his presence in there. So Butts to the line. First shot coming. It's good. Ethan Butts now with 12 points. And it's GMU 54, Edmiston 44. And the second shot coming here for Ethan Butts. This one hits the side of the rim, no good. Rebound. Skying up and windexing the glass is Derek Lyon. Up the floor, right side for Edmiston. Lyon gets in the paint, is back to the basket, have to kick one back out for Luke Off at the top of the key. Off, down low for Brandon Kapp. He puts one up. It's off the mark. Rebound for Bonskowski with 6:15 to go in the fourth quarter, and GMU will walk out of there with Lockwood. Lockwood threads the needle ahead for Proskin, but it was just tipped out of there. Great hustle by Nathan Jennings of Edmiston. Oh, they'll actually say it was off Proskin last and back to Edmiston. With 6:10 to go in the fourth quarter, it's GMU 54, Edmiston 44. And so the Panthers will walk it back up the floor here with Josh Martin. Martin on the left side of the floor. Martin will go back to the right side. Pull up three for the Panthers. Is off the mark. Ball is loose on the rebound. Lockwood will come away with it, and he's fouled. With 5:53 to go in the fourth quarter, Lockwood is going to go to the line to shoot 1-1, as this will be the 17th foul against Edmiston. Actually, no, it's going to be the 18th foul. And so that will be the fourth foul on Robinson. And so Lockwood will head to the line with 5:50 to go in the fourth quarter. It's GMU 54, Edmiston at 44. Lockwood to the charity stripe here. Lockwood first shot coming for the Raiders. Lockwood can't get it to go on the 1-1, and so the rebound stays with Edmiston. It's 5:45 to go in the fourth quarter. Back here for Josh Martin. Fires up a three, dies on the front of the rim. Too much spice on that one. They kick it back out, and the three ball is partially blocked here. Butts got a piece of it as Derek Lyon put it up. Big scrum, both teams wrestling, scrambling for the ball. Martin comes away with it, lays it up and in. Martin with 23, and it's GMU 54, Edmiston 46. With 5:25 to go in the fourth quarter, Lockwood across the half-court timeline. GMU trying to work this clock as they hold the lead. Fourth quarter of the Boys Tri-Valley League Championship game. Here's Lockwood, top of the key. They go to Butts. Little give and go back to Lockwood. Dribbles and drives down low, and a foul, and Lockwood's going to go back to the line. Foul will be on Nathan Jennings of Edmiston. With 5:10 to go in the fourth quarter, Lockwood a little shaken up on the play there. Took a big check. And so Lockwood's going to go to the line to shoot 1-1. Bonskowski wanted it to be shooting two. He thought he was in the act of shooting, but he wasn't. Proskin's going to go to the bench. Mackenzie Kloon back in. 5:10 to go here, fourth quarter. GMU 54, Edmiston 46. Lockwood to the line. Lockwood settling in for his first shot here for GMU. Lockwood cannot get it to go. Ball rattles out into the corner. Lockwood is able to save it to Butts. Great hustle there, and then Butts is able to get a timeout with 5:05 to go in the fourth quarter. It's GMU 54, Edmiston 46. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Jake's Deli on Main Street in Otego is a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO. Make sure to check out Jake's for their famous subs. You won't be disappointed. Jake's has a full deli with cold cuts, homemade salads, meat platters, and more. Plus, they have all the groceries, snacks, and drinks you need. So stop into Jake's Deli at 401 Main Street in Otego today. Call in your sub order at 988-2709. That's 988-2709. Jake's Deli is open Monday through Saturday from 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. and Sundays from 7 to 3. Good luck, area athletes, from Jake's Deli of Otego.
Have you had an unfortunate accident? Do you need quick vehicle replacement? Or are you doing a lot of traveling but don't want to put the miles on your own vehicle? Chambers and O'Hara, Riverside and Sydney has vehicle rentals at competitive rates available by the day, week, or month. And they will even bill the insurance company for you. Call 563-4311 today for a hassle-free rental. Compact, mid-size, luxury, and vans too. From sales and service to stress-free rentals, call Chambers and O'Hara, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. 563-4311.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Out of the timeout, GMU with the basketball. They go down low for Mackenzie Clude. The layup is good and he's fouled. And the GMU fans are going wild here at Succo. Clude now with 7 points and he'll head to the charity stripe. It's GMU 56, Edmiston 46 with 4:50 to go in the fourth quarter. Clune's got to be fresh coming off the bench. You got a couple of minutes for a breather, and he'll step in. First shot for Clune. Actually, the only shot he's going to get is off the mark and no good. 4:50 to go, fourth quarter. GMU 56, Edmiston 46. Edmiston quickly in transition. The shot from Luke off won't go down. Butts with a rebound and an outlet pass to Bryant Hill. Hill gets across midcourt, picks up his dribble, and finds Hunter Lockwood with 4.5 to go in the fourth quarter. It's GMU 56, Edmiston 46. Lockwood finds Mackenzie Clune. Clune to the left side of the floor. Now for Bonskowski. 15 on the shot clock. They find Lockwood at the top of the key. Lockwood looking for options. 10 on the shot clock. 4:15 on the game clock. Floating pass for Hill, left side corner. Now back for Lockwood. Dials up a three off the front of the rim. Rebound for Clune, who skies up. Now gives it to Ethan Butts on the right block. And outside here for Bryant Hill. And back into the hands of Hunter Lockwood with 4 minutes to go. GMU leading by 10, 56-46. Here's Lockwood right side, finds Clune. Clune into the paint. Passes down low for Butts, who can't finish it off on the right-handed layup, and now a rebound for Edmiston, and then a reach-in foul on Ethan Butts, and he had that one handed to him on a silver platter, and he just couldn't put it home. With 3:45 to go in the fourth quarter, GMU 56, Edmiston 46. Butts' third personal foul, three on GMU as a team. GMU 56, Edmiston 46, with 3:45 to go in the fourth quarter. Here's Josh Martin, left side of the floor, the freshman with 23 points tonight. He's been sensational for Edmiston. Step back, NBA three off the front of the rim, no good. Rebound for Edmiston. Goes back out to Martin. Panthers trying to get back in. A running jumper is off the mark with a foul on GMU on the floor with 3.5 to go. Who's this going to be on here for the Raiders? Looks like this will be on Lockwood, his third, team's fourth. GMU's going to be shooting two the rest of the way. 10 fouls against Edmiston, only 4 against GMU as a team. Parker Robinson checks back in. He's had a quiet night with 5 points, but he's done a lot of little things for Edmiston to keep him in this ballgame. Edmiston down low for Derek Lyon, and he can't get it to go. Lyon has 14 points, and he just missed a chippy there. Butts might have got a piece of it. Back down the floor, Lockwood loses the handle. Lyon with a reach-in. No foul is called, but it's out of bounds off of Edmiston. With 3:20 to go in the fourth quarter, it's GMU 56, Edmiston 46. Lockwood looking to get the ball in on the right side of the floor. They go down low for Butts. Turned around, little baby hook is good for Ethan Butts, and he's got 14. And it's GMU 58, Edmiston 46. Raiders looking for their first title since 2006. Edmiston trying to claw their way back in. A long three from Luke off will not go down. Lockwood with a rebound. 3 minutes to go. Lockwood trying to dribble out of trouble and gets across the half-court timeline. Bonskowski telling everybody to relax a little bit and run some time. Bounce pass right side here for Mackenzie Clune. Back for Lockwood. Lockwood gets around, tries to take it to the hoop, puts it up, and he's fouled with 2:45 to go in the fourth quarter. Lockwood will be shooting two from the line. So GMU with a 58-46 lead. Hunter Lockwood will shoot two. The foul is on Luke Off, his third, and the team with 10 team fouls. So GMU will be shooting two the rest of the way. Lockwood waiting for the first shot from the line. This one is up and good for Lockwood. He's got 17 points. And the second one coming here for Hunter Lockwood. Lockwood with 2:45 to go here in the fourth quarter. GMU 59, Edmondson 46. The shot is rattled out for Lockwood. It wouldn't go down. And the Panthers will bring it back up the floor. GMU 59, Edmondson 46. Martin to the left side of the floor with 2:35 to go in the fourth quarter. Martin takes it down low. It's stolen away by Kloon. Now here for Hunter Lockwood, and he's fouled. And Lockwood's going to go back to the line here for GMU. And so Hunter Lockwood with 2:28 to go in the fourth quarter will head to the line. So 2:28 to go, fourth quarter. GMU 59, Edmondson 46. Lockwood to the line here for Gilbertsville Mount Upton. Lockwood's shot is good. Hunter Lockwood with 18 points. GMU 60, Edmondson 46. Ladies and gentlemen, Hunter Lockwood has just joined the 1,000-point club. Congratulations to Hunter Lockwood. First boy since 2001 to reach 1,000 points at Gilbertsville Mount Upton. He's got it. Congratulations late in this ballgame to Hunter Lockwood. GMU 60, Edmondson 46. Lockwood with 18 points. That was enough for 1,000. The second one is off the mark, a shooter's violation, but 2.5 to go. Lockwood gets it. So congrats to GMU's Hunter Lockwood, who just joined the 1,000 career point club for the Raiders. Again, first player to reach the milestone for the Raiders since Gavin Backus in 2001. Amazing accomplishment here for Hunter. Pretty cool stuff there for Hunter Lockwood as he reaches 1,000 points with 2:22 to go in the fourth quarter. What a moment to get it in the championship game as well. Very, very cool for Hunter Lockwood. GMU 60, Edmondson 46. Martin to the line. First one is up and good. Here's a guy who's probably going to have 1,000 in his future years. GMU 60, Edmondson 47. Martin to the line. He's got 24, and he'll reach 1,000 pretty quick if he keeps up scoring like he has this year. Martin with 25. So it's GMU 60, Edmondson 48. 2:15 to go in the fourth quarter. Here's Lockwood across the half-court timeline. Lockwood left side. Looking to get around the three-point arc. Goes down low for Ethan Butts. Turnaround shot for Butts is off the mark and no good. Kloon skies for a rebound. Kloon trying to dig it out of there. Lost control of it to Luke Off, who sprints back down the floor. He's tripped up from behind, and there's not a call. Kloon somehow comes up with the basketball and gets back across the half-court timeline in front of the GMU bench, and now back to Lockwood. 60-48 with a minute 45 to go. GMU trying to win their first title since 2006. Edmondson trying to get back in it, but this goes down low for Ethan Butts for GMU. Puts it up and in. Butts with 16 points, and he is fouled. And GMU leads 62-48 with a minute 35 to go in the fourth quarter. And Butts will head to the line. Again, congrats to GMU's Hunter Lockwood, who just joined the 1,000 career point club for the Raiders. First player to reach the milestone since Gavin Backus in 2001. Amazing accomplishment for Hunter, for sure. So stepping in at the line will be Ethan Butts with a minute 35 to go in the fourth quarter. It's GMU 62, Edmondson 48. So Butts is going to head to the line here. They will say that the bucket counted. And Butts will look to finish it off here. This is a great moment for the GMU fans. You feel for Edmondson here in this situation. They have played a very tough game. Derek Lyon and Josh Martin have been sensational. Parker Robinson has been tough. Butts cannot get the second foul shot to go. Gets his own rebound and lays it up. And, oh, it won't go in, but kicks it back out to Lockwood now, who wants to chew some clock with a minute 30 to go. Lockwood on the left side of the floor. Bounces back up towards the midcourt timeline, and now a timeout is taken by Edmondson with 1:25 to go in the fourth quarter. GMU 62, Edmondson 48. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, We strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance Team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back. GMU 62, Edmiston 51 with 1:05 to go in the fourth quarter. And heading to the line here will be Bryant Hill, who was fouled right out of that timeout. Hill to the line. First one is good for Bryant Hill. He has 4 points. GMU 63, Edmiston 51. The Raiders can smell it with a minute to go. It's the first title since Bill Hartman was coaching at GMU back in 2006 and led that team to a title. Second shot is off the mark and no good for Bryant Hill, and a rebound for Edmiston with a minute to go in the fourth quarter. I know Dean Beanhoff is in the building, longtime former GMU coach who won a title back in 1990. He's got to be smiling up in the stands. With 53 seconds left, it's GMU 53, Edmiston, or excuse me, GMU 63, Edmiston 51. Derek Lyons with a foul on a rebound, and so this will send Bryant Hill back to the line here for GMU. This group has been together for a long time. I can remember them going over to the YMCA, playing basketball as a group with Bryant Hill's dad, really putting the time and the effort in, and it might pay off here tonight with the Tri-Valley Championship as Hill to the line. And I'm sure his old man's going to yell at him about that one. Misses the first foul shot. We do feel for Edmiston, though. This is a young team, and I would expect that they're going to be back here in the future with stars like Parker Robinson, only a junior, Martin, only a freshman, Derek Lyons, a junior. You could expect to maybe see them back here next year. Hill goes 0 for 2 at the line. Ball is loose. Martin will pick it up. Martin in the backcourt with 45 seconds left, crossing the midcourt timeline. Here is Josh Martin, left side. Picks up his dribble. Goes back to Lufkoff, back to Martin. Straightaway three is off the mark. Hunter Lockwood with a rebound with 30 seconds to go. It's GMU 63, Edmiston 51. The Raiders will bring home a Tri-Valley Championship banner. Ethan Butts to the left side finds Bryant Hill. The GMU fans are on their feet on both sides of the gym. The Raiders are going to get the job done. The 2 seed in the league playoffs will hold off the upstart 4 seed Edmiston. 63-51 with 10 seconds left. Just got to run the clock out now. Lockwood, who just joined the 1,000 Points Club, will kick off the final seconds. That's pretty fitting. And that'll do it. GMU 63, Edmiston 51. The Raiders are the champions of the Tri-Valley League. Congratulations. Both teams with a great game here tonight. Post-game show coming up on CDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance Team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 at AM 1490, WCDO.
Welcome back for the last time here tonight to SUNY Oneonta. Our final score of the boys' game, GMU 63, Edmiston 51. The Raiders are posing at midcourt here with the boys' basketball league championship banner. A well-earned victory here tonight for GMU. Edmiston left it all on the table. It was a great effort tonight from the Panthers, but just came up a little short here against the GMU Raiders. Final score again, the Raiders 63, Edmiston 51. Let's go through our scoring summary. First for Edmiston, a game-high 28 points from Josh Martin. He was sensational tonight, the freshman. Many bright years ahead for Josh Martin in Edmiston, but he ends up with 28 points tonight for the Edmiston Panthers. Derek Lyon chips in 14, Parker Robinson with 5, and Luke Off with 4 points for Edmiston here tonight. On the other side, very balanced scoring for GMU. Hunter Lockwood with 18 points, and again, congratulations on joining the 1,000 career point club. He's the first boy basketball player to do it since 2001 when Gavin Backus did it, and it's just absolutely phenomenal. He's getting a lot of hugs and high fives out there at the moment. So Lockwood with 18, Wonskowski with 16, Butts with 16, Kloon with 7, Hill with 4, Proskin with 2. So just really balanced, good scoring tonight for GMU, led by Lockwood with 18, and then Wonskowski, another freshman who you're not going to see the last of here for GMU. He was huge tonight with 16 points. I thought he was absolutely tremendous. Let's go through our three awards, and there's so many here, it's going to be hard to choose, but it's the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award first. NBT Bank, putting customers first every single day and supporting local high school sports. For more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served our area's financial needs. NBT Bank for everything that counts. Want to give the Outstanding Offense Award tonight to Josh Martin from Edmiston. 28 points for Martin. He was just, he was great. So he is easily our choice tonight for the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award. Next is the Mirabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award. Mirabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Mirabito and Jeff Gresham proudly support high school basketball on WCDO. Want to give that tonight to Ethan Butts with 16 points, but I thought some of his blocks throughout the game really altered the way things were going, and I think that Ethan Butts should be our Mirabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award winner tonight. Finally, the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award goes to ACCO from ACCO Brands of Sydney, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this season and is happy to cheer on these athletes. So ACCO Brands, the All-Purpose Award goes to Hunter Lockwood tonight with 18 points. And congratulations again on joining the 1,000 Career Point Club. That is just fantastic stuff. I feel like I snubbed Gavin Wonskowski, who had a whale of a game himself with 16 points, as well as Derek Lyon for Edmiston with 14. I just don't have enough awards to go around. But just some really well-played basketball tonight by GMU and by Edmiston, and it was a really fun game to call. So that was absolutely fantastic. That's going to wrap up our broadcast, folks. Our girls' score earlier tonight was Morris coming back to defeat Franklin 43-38. So congratulations to the Lady Mustangs. And then GMU tonight winning 63-51 over Edmiston. It's a big night in the Butternut Valley, folks. If you're a local, you'll understand what that means. But GMU and Morris separated by about 8 miles. And it's a lot of fun tonight for both of those teams. A huge thank you to all our special sponsors. Again, I want to list them one more time. The Gilbertsville Valueway Grocery Store, the Butternut Valley Grange, Shindello Federal Credit Union of Franklin, the Morris Booster Club, Johnston Funeral Home of Morris, Lovett's Pizzeria and Grill in Morris, the GMU Booster Club, Preferred Mutual Insurance Company, NBT Bank, Farmhouse Fines of South New Berlin, big boosters and supporters in the area, Chris and Sally Sedlaka of Gilbertsville, Delker and Terry Funeral Home of Edmiston, the Edmiston Varsity Club, Gilbert Plumbing and Heating of Gilbertsville, and Matthew Campbell Insurance of Franklin as well. They were all huge to help us be here tonight. So big win tonight here for the GMU Raiders over Edmiston, 63-51. That's our final score. A huge thank you to Jim Tomeo back in the WCDO studios. We'll see you next week. There's a lot of great basketball coming up. The MAC semifinals are Monday and Tuesday. The MAC championships next Friday. The Delaware League championships next Friday. Going to be a great one. So again, a big thank you to everyone for listening. We'll see you next week. Have a great night from CDO Sports.